Ty Bell here. You know, I was just in the Phil Henry studios, and here I am now at Ted's Beverly. Actually, I pre-recorded the Phil Henry thing. But yeah, get us back. What am I saying here?
Go to Ted's.
What?
Hold on a minute. Ted Bell with us at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted, I'm sorry that we got going. You got confused.
Yeah, I got confused. I didn't know I was pitching my restaurant, right?
Yes, you're pitching the restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, come on down, folks. It's New Ted Eve. That's it. And here I was doing it.
Well, you really should just kind of do it live here.
That's Chef Chedilia. Chef Chedilia, of course, will be serving up the new Ted chops tonight, the hot buttered Ted, which I, you know.
Rudy
has that. We have, of course, Phil, some great delights in our bar, great finger food, and, of course, we're going to have a holding forth on stage in the prime rib room, the Alabaster 3. The Alabaster 3.
What's the Alabaster 3?
It's a group. They sing. I don't know what they do. But here is Rudy.
Yeah, hey, Phil, come into the, what's it called again?
Prime rib room.
Yeah, come to the prime rib room tonight, Phil, to hear the Alabaster 3. It is New Ted Eve here at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I'm sorry, Phil, I got a million things going on right here. We're seating people, of course. It's going to be a big, big night. I'm appreciative of your support. I got confused between the backstage pass and Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I don't know. We can kind of combine the two.
I would rather not, Phil. I appreciate it very much.
I mean, you know, talk about the Ted's of Beverly Hills.
No. I would rather not, if you don't mind, Phil. I appreciate it very much. I'd like the two to stay separate because, you know, I love the Phil Henry Show fan. They're welcome here, you know, but...
This goes back to you not liking my listeners because they're kind of creepy or something?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Well, you think that they're what, low class?
There are a bunch of people that come in here, Phil, and they're picking through the finger food. They go, oh, what's this? And they're holding up a chicken leg. And I have to tell them it's called a chicken leg.
How do you know they're listeners of mine?
I don't know. It's just, Phil, hi, it's Chef Chedilia. He really doesn't. But we do have to assume that every time someone somewhat creepy comes in who's got the jeans pulled down halfway down the ass.
You assume it's a Phil Henry listener.
We don't know, though. We don't assume it's a... Well, yes, we do, but we also assume that maybe they got the wrong address. That's all I'm trying to say. Do you have the right place?
All right, so we won't combine... But here's the thing, man. Why even have you on the show? Why have your advertising?
Because I'm trying to bring a little bit of class to the people that do listen to your show. Hey!
It's a good answer, Ted.
Thank you. That was very good. So, Phil, Ted and all of us are trying to bring some class and trying to bring some, what do you call it, savvy fair?
Yes, it's savvy fair, you know, doing the Phil Henry Show.
All right, in any event, we thank you very much. I know that you get business from our show, so I know it's money well spent.
I'm not saying that we don't, Phil. I'm just saying every now and again someone comes in who looks like he's been living in the woods for 10 years.
All right, Ted Bell with us.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's it. It's okay. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. It is New Ted Eve. And I know Chef Chedilia is there. We heard Rudy there. New Ted Eve is your annual Christmas Eve. Not Christmas, excuse me.
No, it's New Year's. God, yeah, he just said Christmas. What the hell? What are you trying to do?
I misspoke, okay?
Crispy.
It's the New Year's Eve celebration.
Well, we have Dr. Raccoon here who is advising.
I heard about that.
I can tell you. You know Dr. Raccoon's there.
You did tell me.
God, Mr. Ernie, you just went.
You did, Phil.
I did what?
Well, you went, but you were also told by Dr. Raccoon.
I was told by Dr. Raccoon?
No.
No, you were told about Dr. Raccoon. We got the call about 3:30.
Phil, I don't know what the problem is, but we do have Dr. Raccoon here because he's advised us. And let me tell you something, this is very exciting. New Ted Eve, of course, is our celebration of New Year's Eve. But the guys in New York, the Bradley brothers and some of the guys that we used are our advertising and marketing people.
Yeah.
They were contacted by, I should say, Dr. Raccoon from the AGO Institute, who said he had a couple of ideas he wanted to kick around with him about New Ted Eve.
Now, did Dr. Raccoon hear you on my show?
Yeah, because apparently you'd had him on.
Yes, I didn't know that he was that involved in...
Let me get Dr. Raccoon. Come on over.
Hello, Dr. Raccoon. Hello, Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Raccoon, how you doing? We haven't heard from you or heard you since we talked to Dean Wheeler and Yogo and all that stuff.
No, it's fine, but we also advise some of the advertising agencies in New York City about some of the branding that some of these people do, because we are living in an age, Phil. We are living in a time, Phil, a time when there is new thinking, a new approach to the way that people live and the way that people love. And if we can, at the Hugo Institute, bring to the branding business, the business of advertising, to help you and to help Ted's of Beverly Hills or whoever to rebrand their business and teach people how the higher levels of consciousness can be reached by using certain products, we'd like to do that.
What about that, Bill? So Dr. Raccoon, you have some...
Let me do it. I'll tell you, you sound nervous. So anyway, as I was saying...
Don't pull the phone away from me. That
never winds up good, Dr. Raccoon.
Hey, whatever.
No, but I wanted to ask you, Dr. Raccoon. So Phil, has defined what New Ted Eve is.
Well, this is something, Ted, that I think a lot of us wanted to know. When we say New Ted Eve, you're replacing the word year with Ted.
Exactly. With Dr. Raccoon?
Yes, who is the lady?
Her name is Margaret Gray.
I'm Margaret Gray, Dr. Raccoon.
Thank you. I would say to you, what is it again?
Margaret Gray, G-R-E-Y.
Okay.
Yeah, Margaret Gray.
I would say to Ms. Gray that New Ted instead of New Year, what do we think of when we think of the year? We think of an expensive time. We think of an expensive time where people can occupy it, fill it with all kinds of achievement. They can fill it with all kinds of wonder. And we are replacing the word year with Ted, the New Ted Eve. When you think of the year, do you now think Ted? You should see Ted in all that he is, and you say, I'm moving into the new Ted. It's the new Ted. Where? Ted's of Beverly Hills. Okay, now I have Dr. Hold on. I got Dr. Baboon. Baboon, do it.
Here's the Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Do it now.
Those are not the words.
Those aren't the words, your car. But do you get the idea, Phil?
No, I don't get the idea. In other words...
Do it again, will you?
Do what again?
Do what you just said.
I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Henry, what we're doing here at Ted's of Beverly Hills is instead of New Year Eve, it's New Ted Eve. So we think of the new year as Ted, and we move into the Ted. We move into the Ted with our children, with our business, with our friends, with our family, and also with Ted. And that's when we cue the jingle, which you have the jingle?
You got the jingle there, right?
Yeah, Bud.
Yeah, we could cue it.
Dr. Baboon, do it again.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. What do you want now? You know,
is that the words?
No, that's not the words, but I get the general idea.
Okay, so...
All right, hold on. Bud, why don't you cue the song, and we can hear what what Dr. Raccoon is saying. And then Dr. Raccoon will... Dr. Baboon?
Dr. Baboon, you'll sing when you sing when the instrumental bit comes in?
Yes, I will.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Bud.
I'm going to hit Ted's of Beverly Hills. Here goes.
He was kind of slow on the cue, wasn't he?
Ted, don't worry about it.
A Beverly Hills
hey, Jesus.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Well, where did I start to sing?
You're supposed to start...
You fool! Turn it off. Turn it off! Turn that shit off!
Okay, Dr. Raccoon, watch the language. We're trying to do the very best that we can with this this idea that you guys have, but please don't get too comfortable with thinking that we're going to put up with anything.
Whatever you said, man, I have no idea.
Let me do this. First of all, Phil's right. Watch the S word, but let's do it again. You have to come right in, Dr. Baboon.
Yes.
You have to come right in with it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but let's see. One, two. The one, two. Wait a minute. Wait. You got to cue that up, huh? Go ahead.
I got it. Hey, Ted, a Beverly Hills, your mind will expand beyond its parameters. Yeah.
What do you think, Bill?
What did he do?
You laugh.
Yeah, that's Ted. It's a new day for your mind. What do you think? Well, my understanding is that Mr. Henry was laughing.
Yeah, I just heard him laugh.
I am sorry, but... Ted's of Beverly Hills, it's a new day for your mental parameters?
It's a new day for your mental parameters. I knew that you would get this reaction, Mr. I tell you what, Mr. Bell, I'm going to be over here at the bar. Hey, Rudy, three fingers a bullet.
All right, go ahead.
I want to get some of the Casamigos. Yes, you can have Casamigos.
All right, so I heard you laugh, which, you know, when you do that, Phil, it's almost like a knife to my heart. You know, it's almost like you going... Ted's of Beverly Hills, let's lift a leg to it.
No, I wasn't, Ted, but you got to understand. I mean, Ted, that was a riot. When a guy goes, Ted's of Beverly Hills, your mind parameters will expand, who's going to relate to that?
I'm telling you right now, he ran this by the guys in New York. They said it's a winner. These are the same guys who put the green light to we want to put her in your mouth.
We want to put her... I don't know.
Come here for a minute.
Casamigos.
Come here for a minute. I want him to sing it for Mr. Henry again.
What about my Casamigos?
Three fingers a bullet. Give it. Who cares? Go ahead and have your bullet. I want this guy. Are you Baboon?
Yes, I'm Baboon.
Come here.
All right, now hold on. Don't be roughing people up, Ted.
I'm not going to rough anybody up. Listen, I want you to sing this again and sing the lyrics.
Yeah, I don't have the lyric sheet with me, but it's an approximation.
Go ahead.
Tears of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse. Yeah, your mind is gone. Something like that.
He's laughing. Turn it off. Turn it off before I start crying.
You need me anymore?
No, go ahead.
I've got Casamigos. Have your Casamigos.
So you're laughing, huh?
I don't know, man. It sounds to me like what they're trying to do, if I'm to be fair here, is it sounds like they're trying to introduce the idea that when you go to Ted's of Beverly Hills, you're going to have a mind-expanding experience?
You're going to have a life-changing experience. It's new Ted Eve. So you're not just going to be welcoming in the new year, you're welcoming in the new Ted. And what does that mean? It means big, you know, I don't know what it means.
It means that your mind will expand well beyond its parameters, which is what Baboon was trying to sing. Your Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, your mind goes beyond its parameters.
May I suggest something, because I'm a professional singer?
No, you may not. So
I'd like her to suggest something, Dr. Raccoon. I would say Ted's of Beverly Hills mind expansion is fun.
Oh, what a load of horse.
What are you assholes laughing at?
Baboon. She called us an asshole. You cannot say that to Dr. Raccoon. I'm Baboon. You can say that to me.
All right, you're an asshole.
I'm going back. Three fingers a bullet. What did I just tell you?
I got you three fingers a bullet. I'll put three fingers a bullet right up there.
Can I talk to you, Ted?
I just heard you go, can I talk? Yes, I got a full door, though, Phil. We're having a big night, so...
I got to talk to you.
All right. Dr. Raccoon, Dr. Baboon, thank you. The Casamigos is on me. Have your bullet. And we got a table for you over there, table 14, for the two gentlemen here from New York. The two gentlemen here in the robes with the hoods. Yeah. Okay. Don't question it, Billy. Just do it, for Christ's sake.
Baboon, they mock us.
Ted...
All right, go ahead.
Ted, listen, you know, we want you to have great success. You advertise on my show, so obviously we want you to have great success, but...
You just want to advertise my show. Slow down, Phil.
All right, I'm just saying we want you to have great success. But when you bring on those two jokers, you know the trouble that Wheeler had. Yeah, you know the trouble that Dean Wheeler had with those two guys? Taking Yogo, telling Wheeler that Yogo wasn't his. I mean, come on.
Well, look, it wasn't Wheeler ripping them off.
That's what they claimed. Wheeler came up with Yogo. Those two jackasses came up with Yogo, and they claimed a copyright violation. There was no copyright violation. They just had their own thing. See, they're staring at me. There was no copyright violation.
Okay, wait, hold it. They're staring at me. Yeah, very good, Dr. Raccoon and Baboon. You did a good job.
Say so. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great. So what do you think?
I think what you should do is do what you think is best, but I don't think it's...
If Phil is sitting there laughing, and Phil has been doing nothing but laughing at people the last week or so...
Oh, I heard. Yeah, I heard. I heard him laughing at people. Oh, didn't you laugh at someone who said they had brain cancer?
No, I did not. Who told you that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm making it up.
Watch it, Ted. Okay?
Hey, Phil, listen. I'm up to here with all of the criticism and all of the bad vibes that I'm getting for all of these promotions, okay? Now, this is new Ted Eve. I want a big, big start, a big break from the ordinary failure. Phil, hi, it's Chef Chidilli. It's all right, Ted. Ted, he wants this to be a big one. New Ted Eve. You're not just going into the year. You're going right into Ted. And that represents, you know...
That sounds creepy. It sounds kind of creepy, doesn't it?
That's what she said. Are you copying her?
Listen, don't you guys... Let me talk to Ted. Ted, if you say new Teddy...
No, I can't take it much more of this if you're going to criticize me.
No, hold on. If you say, hey, welcome to new Ted Eve, we hope you take Ted with you everywhere this year.
Oh, that sounds gay. Yeah, you got to watch it with it.
Watch it with the gay thing, okay?
That's what I think is the winner there.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Raccoon?
Monkey's doing it.
Don't call me a monkey. Your dinner's coming.
Raccoon, we have lobster.
All right, Ted, listen, I back you 100% no matter what you decide, but you know, you asked me my response.
Every time I come to you with a response, the first thing you do is look around for toilet paper because you know you're going to be squatting.
That's not true, Ted.
It is. Every time I come to Phil with some new idea, some new promotional idea, Phil takes a look at it and says, where's the Charmin?
Oh, shit.
Phil, it's Rudy. Listen, we're having a good night tonight. Ted, let's go up to the rooftop.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. That'll make me feel real good looking at a dumpster and a guy asleep in his car.
All right, Ted, the best of luck to you. We're rooting for you.
Yeah.
Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Go, it's you.
Yeah, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, folks. It's new Ted Eve. And just, you know, take the promotion for what it is. We want it to be good, but if you want to laugh at it and go ahead and wipe with...
Boy, Ted, nice going. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, new Ted Eve.
Baby.
Coming up, it's the Grover family. Larry, Mother, and, oh yeah, Overlord Bugs Wilcott. The backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show has been the time-honored way for you to find your way into the workings, the creative engine, if you will, of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. How do we do it? When do we do it? Why do we do it? Who are the characters? What is their background? And the other BSP members, the other people that are subscribers to our show, listeners to our show, you get to meet them too. You do it with a backstage pass, the subscription to our website, philhendryshow.com. There is 60,000 hours of archived material, 60,000 hours of archived radio, digital content. We have home movies as well. We have our video casts as well. We have podcasts there. We have long and short form comedy, short and long little video bits we've done down through the years. We have the pre-show, which is exclusively for our subscribers, where we talk about what's on our mind, how we're feeling about life. Sometimes it ain't so, yeah, you know.
You unburden yourself a lot, don't you?
Not as much as I, you know, probably could. And then we have a post-show video log where I sort of do the same thing, only on video. And all of that is to say a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show is well worth it. It's less than $10 for the month, less than $7 a month for a year's subscription. Get it today.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The greatest value online, other than when you try to get porn.
Other than porn?
Yeah, other than porn.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pasillo in Southern California. We've got Larry Grover joining us. Larry and his mother, it's Larry and his mother, Gloria, right?
Well, it's Larry and his mother, Gloria, and also, Overlord Bugs Wilcott is with them. They're on their way to Lake Wadwan.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Phil. I don't mean to bother you with this. I can hear there's a little bit of irritation there, and it's for me to. It's certainly my problem to work out. I got it, Mother. Thank you. I know you do. I'm in the car right now with Mother, and I'm also in the car with Overlord Bugs Wilcott. We are on our way to Lake Wadwan. This is a family place that I used to enjoy going to with Mother and with my late father.
You never went with your father. Your father was never...
With my father...
Never did. Let me have the phone. He never went with his father, Phil. His father was oftentimes, he had, how do I put this? His father...
My father was drinking?
No, not so much drinking. Your father was a drug user, and I don't, you know...
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, what, is that somehow worse than drinking too much?
My father was indisposed, okay?
So I would come up with Larry. I'd cut up banana and have vanilla wafer crackers. And Larry looks forward to this every year. We do this together. In the last couple of years, I've asked Overlord Bugs Wilcott.
Yeah, back when he was, you know, Dr. Ed Elcott.
I've asked you, Larry.
Hold on, Bugs. I've got Bugs on one hand, I got Larry on the other.
As I remember, we dealt with this once before. Larry, you are. Could Larry talk, please?
All right, here.
Yeah.
Larry, we dealt with this once before. You were very resentful of, Overlord.
Overlord, here, let me have it. Grab the phone out of my hand, okay, chump? Boy, if you were a member of Elcott, I'd have you leveled to the size of your own penis, and that ain't big.
Oh, my God, how do you know?
I'm just joking. Do you hear that, Mr. Henry? That's the kind of joke and humor that this guy gives because he's an overlord.
Hold on. Wait. I know that you are not a member of the religion, so they cannot level you, but Larry, I ask you to be respectful. Now, you are in that car. Did you think you were going up to Lake Wadwan with Mother?
Yes, I did. Isn't that right, Mother?
The last minute, Overlord Wilcott slid into the driver's seat. Larry was in the back seat putting a banana. He was putting banana on his wafer. And he had a comic book.
Larry, what do you do, revert to, like, the age of 10?
No, I do not revert to the age of 10. I enjoy Mother in ways that I was never able to as a young man because we were very transient.
really have a childhood.
I didn't really have a childhood.
So, Larry, what you're doing is trying to recreate your youth.
Yes, try to I have the banana, the vanilla wafers. I got a couple of Little Lulu comics that Mother kept. Big deal.
Henry's laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the phone. You laughing, Phil?
The Little Lulu comic thing.
Have you? I told you not to say anything.
I like Little Lulu. What do you want from me?
I read Little Lulu.
Did you like it?
Not really. It was kind of creepy.
Okay, well, there you go, Phil. I'm creepy. I'm weird. I like vanilla. I like vanilla wafers with Nanner. You know,
Larry, the question that I have, and then I'm going to talk to Dr. Wilcott, is did you know that Dr. Wilcott would be there?
No, I did not. It was going to be me, Mother, and Lake Wadwan. We'd go up. We'd feed ducks. We'd go out on the dock and sit and enjoy listening to the music and looking at the boats and everything. I might get in and bring my... I had my old little inner tube that was shaped like a horse.
Larry likes to revert to his childhood. The last 2 years... Go ahead, Buck.
Bill, the last couple of years, I was invited by Gloria to be a part of this family outing. I think it's a wonderful opportunity to get to know Larry and learn the things that perhaps he's lacking in life. What I get in from him is nothing but disrespect.
Give me the phone. It's my phone. I'm trying to talk. So there you go.
So you're being disrespectful to Overlord Wilcott because you can.
No, not because I can, but because I'm not a member of Elcott The Next Step. I'm supposed to call this guy Overlord Wilcott or Overlord Bugs. Last time I saw him, he was Dr.
I think he's Dr. Elcott.
Yeah, Dr. Elcott.
I am Bugs Wilcott. How many times do I have to tell you?
Watch it, Bugs, okay? I'll level you back to the chimpanzee cage. You watch.
How much fun can this possibly be for you, Gloria, if you got, on the one hand, your son who is upset that Bugs Wilcott is there?
Overlord.
Please, Phil. It's Overlord Bugs Wilcott.
And you sound really overwrought, sir, if you don't mind me saying.
I do mind you saying, but is it better?
Not really, no. And then you have Dr. Elk, or what is his name again?
What are you trying to say?
You got these two guys that are flipping their lids. How fun can it be?
I'm trying, Phil, to the best of my ability, to bring these two men together into a family unit, to have Larry appreciate Overlord Wilcott, and to have Overlord Bugs Wilcott appreciate Larry in the overall. We've had some unfortunate situations. Yes, Larry's walked in on us, you know.
Yeah, I walked in on my own mother and this guy.
Oh, Larry, come on, will you? I couldn't help myself. I'd had a lot to drink.
Yeah, I had a lot to drink.
Okay, so we're still living that one down. So, again, my question is, how much fun is this for you, Gloria?
I will keep doing this. Larry, you had an opportunity to get out of the car, didn't you?
Well,
yeah.
Why didn't you get out of the car, Larry?
Because I like...
I'll tell you why, Phil. Because he goes up to Lake Wadwan, goes into the local store and gets magazines, adult magazines, and lays around all weekend.
No, not at all. I found out that I can get that stuff online.
Just figure that out, huh?
No, I didn't just figure it out, but I didn't want it to be obvious to Mother.
Larry, when you stop off and get magazines, and you come out with a stack, I don't think you're reading Car and Driver. Eh? You got it?
Yeah, that's great, Mother.
So when he comes out with a stack of magazines, and we don't see him for three, 4 days... All we see are empties out in front of his hotel room.
I understand. Well, it's just another unhappy outing.
No, I'm going to be happy. I'm determined to be happy.
You can be happy, Larry. Just make sure you got a good supply of magazines. Ridiculous.
Yes, you're right, Margaret. It is ridiculous. Dr. Elcott, oh, God, I just...
You called me Dr. Elcott, and I can't do anything about it. You're a higher overlord than me.
Good. See, this is what happens. I make Elcott and my son, they both turn into diaper-filling babies before we even make the first turn up the hill.
I gotta go.
What do you mean you gotta go?
What? I'm all done with those guys. How much of that bullcrap can we hear? How much of that dysfunction can we hear? How much of that admittedly funny, but strange crap about Larry with his magazines, Dr. Wilcott suddenly losing it? And don't forget that Larry walked in on them. You're right. There you go, folks. Happy New Year. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. We'd like to thank Larry Grover, his mother, Gloria Grover, Overlord Bugs Wilcott, of course, Ted Bell, Chef Carl Cedilia, and Rudy Canoza from Ted's of Beverly Hills. We will see you guys in the new year, next year, right? I hate it when people do that. See you next year.
Yeah, see you next year.
God, how I hate that. See you next year. Tomorrow's next year, is that it?
Yeah.
See you next year.